Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the morning show. My name's Jimmy. Maddie's here. We are at a different studio today. We are at the owner's suite in the warehouse. I am overlooking the floor where a bunch of our players are still messing around, even though we wrapped filming. And after we recorded our episode 2 days ago, all this news broke in the sports world that me and Maddie were like, hey, let's go chat about that. We have Amazon bailing out Bally's, taking all the rights to the RSNs, we think, or taking rights to RSNs. We don't fully know the details. And then we just heard that SI had, they laid off everybody?
Everybody. I read one thing that said really long tenured employees, they're giving 90 days, but everybody else was an immediate layoff.
90 days severance? Because like they have to be, if you have no employees.
Yeah. 90 days of paying them.
But yeah. Where do you want to start?
Let's start Sports Illustrated. That's what will probably be the title. So let's give the people that right off the rip.
Man, Sports Illustrated, tough. Magazine industry, tough.
Did you receive that magazine?
Yeah, I had a Sports Illustrated subscription. I bonded with my dad and my grandpa over Rick Riley's last page stories in Sports Illustrated. He always had the very last page.
I was only Sports Illustrated for kids. I wasn't receiving the full, so I don't know.
But I never had it. I never did the for kids ones, but the real ones and the swimsuit edition.
Right.
As a young boy, I very much enjoyed.
Right.
Yeah, probably got the swimsuit one more than because for a while we had a subscription, then me and my dad and my grandpa would read the Rick Riley last page because Rick Riley kind of went into like, I'm a zany dad and the internet mocks me mode pretty hard. And I always felt really bad about that because, not for him, but for like my memory of like what he did, like for me and my dad and my grandpa bonding over his back page stories. There's also a book that has a collection of the best. And I have some flagged when I need like a good cry. They were really, really good. So yeah, when I did Sports Illustrated, cause I was a young kid and didn't need like the in between the lines news, but look at all the pictures, the posters, read Rick Riley at the end. At the very front, there was always something cool too. But yeah, so I got it. And that's my biggest memory is bonding with my dad and my grandpa over the last page. And when people come to me and say that they use my breakdowns in that manner, it makes me cry instantly because I think of what that back page of Rick Riley did for me, my dad, and my grandpa when I was like in high school. And I'm like, I know that feeling of having something. So I remember one dad said that to me at an event and it was like, hey, I got to be alone. Sorry. Thanks for saying that. I'm going to cry now. But that sucks. I mean, it sucks. I think I read quickly and I remember that they've been like in crazy, you know, damage control mode for a while. They switched ownership groups a bunch of times. I think they, after the AI article, remember that? They were writing AI stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And then I think they removed the CEO or reassigned him or brought in a co-CEO. And then that guy was from 5-Hour Energy. And then I think he left. None of that, I don't know if all the bullet points of that are correct, but the overall situation that they were just kind of like in like frantic mode for the last little bit is true.
Yeah, this article said that 5 years ago, this ownership group, Authentic, had purchased the rights from Meredith for $110 million. For those that don't know, it seems that the reason that Authentic is now stopping the production of Sports Illustrated is because Sports Illustrated missed a $3.75 million payment that breached the company's licensing deal.
Yeah, they would have been trying to like rearrange their debt and reorganize stuff like Bally's said they were trying to do for a while. So it seems like it's no more. Good institution. I subscribed to a magazine recently.
Really?
Yeah, Baseball Digest. I got two already.
Nice.
They were like delightful reads.
Okay.
I got good ideas. For some reason, the forum of that didn't ignite a response to a troll. There's something about the digital, like the published on paper. So like they had like top 10 lists in the most recent Baseball Digest, like top 10 rookies or best rookie at each position. And instead of going to it and being like, I'm going to disagree, like I would if I saw a tweet graphic, or seeing a tweet graphic and be like, that's just for clicks, I don't even care about this. I was like, I'm going to read this. And I'm probably at an age that allows that because I had magazines in my life, but I actually was like, oh, this is cool. And then they had some other stuff. But I subscribe to Baseball Digest for the archives, for when we do Jimmy's Three Things. I want to have some like baseball history stories.
Cool.
Yeah. So sad day for everyone that got laid off. That sucks. And for the individuals that had to do the laying off, because that's a tough day, but your day ends. The other people's tougher for longer. Yeah. But no one's having a good time over there right now.
Nope. Do you think that this is something that, I mean, we've seen it with Bally. Amazon goes in and buys it and Sports Illustrated comes back?
I don't think so. Because we were on their website the other day and I was like, oh my, I had like, oh my God. This is not good. It looked like a janky website. Like it looked like a website that like you're like remove your ad blocker and you're like, nah. Hmm. That's the vibe I got from it. And I haven't, and the magazines can't be good. And yes or no?
I don't know.
If someone bought it, they'd want something very specific. Maybe there's something involved in the entity of Sports Illustrated that is worth purchase that isn't the magazine. Maybe the database of users and past users, or the like. Sports Illustrated might have rights to use pictures or logos or represent leagues or teams or faces. They might have those rights for a couple of years. And if you buy Sports Illustrated, you get those like Passover rights to use in a new project. So maybe there's something interesting there, you know, like buying the house for the guts, not the structure.
Yeah. Yeah. They could then use it for something else, but the magazine, the socials, the online presence, most likely not returning.
Yeah. Crazy. But not that crazy. It's a really changing landscape right now. And media spends down. And if you're like, if you're really bloated and your payments are like $3 million, it's, you better be being very successful. Like we're lucky that we're so small and so able to like kind of ride this wave like we have been able to.
Yeah. Do you think that this, like, are we now going to see other magazines start to crumble in this fashion? Or is this a one-off?
I don't know what other magazines exist still. Life?
People? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how People Magazine survives. I'm guessing more website stuff because they're always getting clicks. They're always in, like, if you, like, for, like, JJR Weekly Dumb, when you're looking for weird stories, like People comes up. I have no idea. Yeah, I would guess the magazine industry is scared. Not Baseball Digest. They got me.
I mean, in an article published December 1st, 2023, Sports Illustrated was the 26th most popular magazine in the U.S. So that's nothing to like golf at.
What's the number? Do they have the list?
Yeah. Number one is AARP, the magazine.
What's that?
AARP is like old people. I don't know. What's AARP stand for?
I don't even know what my brain has no recognition of that, those letters.
American Association of Retired Persons.
I stand by not knowing what that is.
I've seen plenty of commercials. It's like insurance for retired people.
Yeah.
But they have the number one, and then the number two is the AARP bulletin. Number three is Costco.
What, do you get auto signups if you join an old person's home or some shit?
AARP is 1, 2. Costco is 3. So I think they're just sending
Costco, you just get it with a membership. So yeah, you're not paying for the magazine.
But that's the AARP too.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sure.
probably get it when you enter a facility or some shit.
So then after that, 4 is Better Homes and Gardens. 5 is People. 6 is Good Housekeeping. 7, Reader's Digest. I recognize all of those.
Yeah, names. I recognize all of those. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Eventually, unless they can attach themselves to other shit or they're really good.
Let me see what the highest sports one is.
It had to be Sports Illustrated, right?
Golf Digest, number 15.
Yeah, old people. I mean, if you own a golf course and you have like a pro shop, bam, membership. Yeah.
Next one, maybe sports, men's health is at 24. There's an athlete on the cover, but...
Men's health is very popular, but I've never read it a day in my life.
Unhealthy.
You know, when I got Baseball Digest, I was like, oh, this is old media. I'm so old. And then I was flipping through the pages, and some of the sections of their, like the top 10 rookies was sponsored by eBay. Mm. And I was like, whoa, eBay. Wow.
You like eBay.
And then I downloaded the eBay app because they got me with their marketing. And the new eBay app is delightful.
Oh, I love the eBay app. I use it. I buy things.
I buy things too. I didn't know. eBay went down for a while.
I didn't even tell you this, I don't think. I got the Trevor Plouffe Skywalker bobblehead.
We have matching bobbleheads?
Yeah, as a Christmas present, and it's from eBay. So thank you to whoever sold it to my mom.
I just bought a bunch of books in lot. I just searched baseball book a lot, and it's like, here's 15 baseball books for $12. Huh. And then I click, add this to my wish list. And then I wait a day, and they say, the seller's offering you 20% off.
Mm.
And I say, all right, cool. I'll take my 15 baseball books for $10.
Sure.
It wasn't that cheap. But I bought like 5 lots of books. It's a lot of books.
So many.
Yeah, it's awesome though. So I'm funding old media. Look at me go.
But not Sports Illustrated.
No.
Yeah, no, it's sad. Sports Illustrated for kids was also fun. But
in middle school, I would walk to the Borders bookstore and I would look at the Sports Illustrated middle swimsuit edition poster all time. Like when a new one came out. I wouldn't buy it because I was in middle school and I was very peer pressured about that. But I just browse it and just like look at it and then walk away.
Right.
And like some of the motorcycle ones because they would have like a nude centerfold. When I was like 13, 14. Me and my buddies would go to Borders and just like, look, boobs.
Another business that's down, right? It's just Barnes & Noble now.
Yeah, Borders left. Barnes & Noble's been on the rise.
Sure.
Barnes & Noble's got there was someone, I don't know their name, but someone went and fixed Barnes & Noble's and Barnes & Noble. And now they're somewhere else. Google Barnes & Noble CEO. And now they went somewhere else to try and do that. Or they went somewhere first, were very successful, and then switched to Barnes & Noble and then were very successful.
James Daunt? Is that who you're thinking of?
I'm not going to recognize the name, but I know the story. And they'd made like the coffee in the cafe a much better experience at Barnes & Noble. That was one of his things.
The architect of the turnaround is James Daunt.
Yeah. Does it say where else he was?
A British bookstore owner who concluded the secret to reviving a chain has to do the exact opposite of what the chain is supposed to do. He was going to set it free. Weird LinkedIn post.
Well, what he did was he made it a local pub instead of a Applebee's. So he said, okay, there's going to be a section up front that is like our employees' best books, and people will then resonate with that and ask the employee, and it's a human touch and the cafe better. So yeah, he really saved Barnes & Noble. I remember enjoying reading about that.
Cool.
Yeah. And Amazon saved Bally's.
They did.
So for as a Yankee fan, Yankees games... There was always a handful, like one a week, that was on PIX 11, P-I-X 11. It was a different feed. It was the same Yes crew, the same Yes cameras, but a different feed. Last 2 years, they sold those games to Amazon Prime. So like Friday games are Amazon Prime now instead of PIX 11. So Yankee fans have been used to watching sports. Same with some football fans and other places. The first year, I didn't like it at all. It was annoying. Last year, Amazon user experience was much better. So if you're one of the markets that's going to be looking for your games on Amazon now, that's much better. And it's so cheap compared to, if they keep it the same price, like I don't pay anything extra for those games. I just have an Amazon account, which I already paid for, which is like $8.99 a month.
The article that I read, that's not the case. You have to pay now for Bally broadcasting.
That's what I don't get is what, cause we don't pay anything extra. And also you're not going to be able to, I think the blackout restrictions are still going to apply.
That would suck.
Because why would anyone buy MLB TV, which is MLB's money, if you can get all the games on Amazon?
Like if you live in Atlanta.
If you live in the region, I still think you're going to get the Braves, or they're going to make you pay per team in that way. Because otherwise, MLB is not getting any money from MLB TV anymore, really, from a lot of things, which is how you watch at a market right now if you want to.
Yeah.
Unless Amazon's paying it. They're not paying MLB. They're taking over Bally's rights. And Bally's only had rights to regional markets. So I don't think, like, if you think this is, means anyone's going to watch it anywhere, I don't think that. Yes Network is still regionally. Like, if I am in Chicago on a Friday and I try to watch Yankee games on Amazon Prime, I can't. It's not available to me. So it's not, I hope, that's at least based on what I know and guessing. I would still guess that. I could be wrong. They could rearrange it. But that's a lot of teams that MLB would now be giving those to.
Yeah.
Which definitely is in their best interest if MLB gets money. They get a lot of money from MLB TV. But I hope a lot of people we know, you know, jobs were up in the line and stuff because all these Bally Sports regional networks didn't know if they were going to get bought out, if they were going to fold, and the games were going to go to MLB TV. Like the Padres, they just, everyone was gone. Bally's San Diego stopped, and the MLB TV took over. So now the Rockies, the Royals, the Brewers, a lot of these teams are going to Amazon, which affects the pre and post, the on-air announcers, all that. Trev works for the Twins. I think they were Bally's. So yeah. I wonder what they're going to do, if they have the same budgets or they're going to come in and strip it. Are they going to keep pregame and postgame for every team? Because that's something I think San Diego didn't get, or someone didn't get anymore when they went to, and that's a lot of jobs there.
Definitely.
And then are they just buying out the remainder of the Bally's contract? Because I think that was going to be up soon. Or are they buying and then renegotiating with MLB to get further rights? Because it sounds like they're just unbankrupting Bally's. But it also, I thought, was they're investing in Bally's.
The Bally contract, as it was, ended after October 2024. So this season.
So it ends after the season. So Amazon's might be doing this for now and then buying the rights afterwards. So 1 year. I guess. Yeah. I searched for a lot more of this information. I think it's going to come out slowly. But that's good for teams that were up in the air. And some teams might feel better spending now if they know they're going to have money coming in. But I think with the contract ending in 2024, nobody knows the future. Yeah. Besides the Dodgers, who aren't Bally's and have their own network and are like, we can.
Yeah.
And the Yankees are half Sinclair. Yes Network's half.
The Yes Network just partnered with MSG.
That was for their digital app. Something different.
Okay.
Sinclair owns a stake of Yes Network, but I think the Yankees own the majority stake. So they're not always, like, they don't have the Bally score bug. They're still very much their own thing. But there is some connection there.
This is the reason that Mark Cuban alluded to selling the Mavs on a podcast that he went on the week before he sold that, his share. He said that the NBA contract rights are up after like 2025, and that he's particularly nervous about how that negotiation is going to go between cable TV and online stuff.
Is that not in, like, is he like telling people to get out? Or the basketball investors?
Owners? Mark Cuban was nervous and sold the team. So do you think that he's a smart businessman?
But aren't you not allowed to, like, do shit to fucking fluctuate the market like that?
Granted, he said this on a completely separate. They didn't ask him, why did you sell the Mavs? He just said, they asked him, like, hey,
I guess
what are
so.
The rights?
It just seems if you're, like, agree with him, it's like, hey, yeah, hey, you know, they're heading for land. So, some big news in the sports world. Thanks for watching. Subscribe.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.